not.
Dude, how much, I don't say pressure, but how much urgency did you put on you yourself to have a big night tonight?
Yeah, I think myself and a lot of the guys, and we're the leaders on the team. We have to drive and play and, you know, drag guys into the fight and be the example. So we want to turn this around too, and we want to lead the way, and you know, I think a lot of guys stepped up tonight, and, you know, Charlie and Z, and a lot of guys throughout the whole lineup. So it was a team effort, and we're going to need that going forward.
Different voice on the bench. Did it feel different from your play tonight?
Yeah, it's definitely different, right? I mean, I can say it's completely different. It's new voice, different chatter on the bench. And no, I think, you know, we just wanted to hone in some details, and I just like their energy on the bench. We're seeing a lot of good things, even when we're getting right back in the game. Just get back to it, and I think you could see that we just kept coming, and like the way we stuck with it and played that like that.
Just one practice with the new coach. Obviously, not a lot of systems there, I'm sure, that you guys were working on. You just kind of go out on a night like this and just play hockey?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously stuck to most of our system. There's a few tweaks here and there, and I'm sure they're be a couple more moving forward, but you know, tonight was more of you know, the competes and the details, like I mentioned. You know, that kind of you know, that was our emphasis, and no matter what style you play, that's got to be there if you're going to win games.
Rick said he wanted you guys to kind of push the pace, play on your toes. Did you think you guys did that well tonight?
Yeah, I think you know, there's always things we can get better at, and you know, for a couple minutes here and there, I think we, you know, wanted to get more on our toes. But for the most part, I like, you know, like I mentioned, like how they score. But we just, you know, the next line goes out and has a good shift and kind of gets that momentum back for us. So there's going to be momentum swings, but it's important to stay on your toes. And I thought we did a better job of that tonight.
Speaking of momentum swings, a tough night again on the penalty kill and a couple of leads go away. You guys find a way to not let that sink you tonight. How big is that kind of going forward?
Yeah, obviously we want to, you know, not give up three on the PK, but you know, we'll work at it, get better at it. And I just think, you know, tonight we knew 5-on-5 we were the better team, and we were, you know, shooting them, chancing them, had the puck a lot more. We felt, you know, 5-on-5, so they get a couple power play goals, and we just, you know, we like their game, liked a lot of it, so just get back at it. You know, we get one late, so yeah.
What was the message on the bench in the third period? Is there a recurring theme that kept being brought up in the third?
Let's just play fast, play on our toes. You know, we definitely don't want to sit back in those situations. And, you know, 3-2, 3-3, no matter what the score, we want to play fast. And, you know, we talked about pressure and, you know, being in your face. And, you know, I think even when they score, we get back to that and create some momentum off that.
Get the puck in the circle at the end there. Just what's the mindset there? Just rip it as hard as you can.
Yeah, I mean, lucky enough to have a little bit of time and, you know, try to pick a spot and not miss the nets. And, yeah, lucky enough to find a hole.
How many Gordon Howes have you had?
I think that's my first one. Yep.
Really?
I'm not sure. I think so. I could be wrong. I thought you would know.
There was three of the goals were up top corner. Was that coincidence, or did you guys see something there going into the second?
Well, I think you know, the first two that go top corner, they're just great screens. And guys going, putting the work in to make it hard for him to see. And, you know, when he can't see it, you know, it's great shots, but it definitely helps with those screens. And I think both of them were Coiler. And, big body in front makes it hard for him. And, those are little things, little details that go a long way, right? We get two huge goals out of it.
Thank you, guys.